Welcome to Christmas from the North Pole, Christmas Countdown from Geek, Alabama. Join us every day during the Christmas season where we talk about stories from the North Pole and Santa Claus. And here to tell your stories is your host, Nathan Young. Welcome to the TEF Day edition of Christmas from the North Pole, Christmas Countdown. In today's episode, I want to talk about how the North Pole, Santa, and the elves track the weather up there, because the North Pole is a pretty isolated place in the world, and there's unique weather things that happen that they see in the North Pole that you won't see anywhere else across the entire planet. Biggest thing up in the North Pole is a lot of snow, a lot of ice, blizzards, anything winter weather related. That's a big thing they get up there year round because they're way up there in the North Pole. So, snow is a common thing of life up there, and the elves of Santa need to know how much snow they're going to get every day. How much is going to come at the, how it's going to come, if it's going to come slowly, come very quickly. Because they need to know this, because they have to clear out the snow from the sidewalks and the paths where they walk, and so they can get to the Santa's workshop, they can get the work done, so they can, all the kids around the world can have a good Christmas day. And that's their goal for Santa and the elves up there. Now, during the summer months, it's not winter up there, so they could not see snow. They might get rain, though. They might get some wind. A lot of wind in the North Pole, too, other than the snow and rain. Severe weather, like thunderstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes, is something they've never seen up in the North Pole, and they'll probably never see it any time up there. Now, the North Pole, Santa and the elves, they do pay attention to the news around the world. They see that every day. When they see tragedy strike a community, like a tornado going through a community, or a hurricane striking somewhere, it saddens the elves, and especially saddens Santa, because a lot of kids suffer, especially when they reach a tornado outbreak in the southeast 2 weeks before Christmas. Santa's pretty upset about seeing that, and it's tough to see something like that so close to Christmas Day. And Santa is thinking about those across the southeast that had to deal with severe weather the last couple of days. So, Santa, the elves, they know how to track the weather up there, not only up in the North Pole, but also on the big Christmas flight, too, because that's also very important. They got a team of meteorologists that will help them get ready. Thank you all for listening and watching your Christmas from the North Pole Christmas Countdown. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you for listening to Christmas from the North Pole Christmas Countdown. For more stories, articles, and podcasts, please log on to geekalabama.com.